assume that you've made a clinical decision that because of increasing challenges with headgear cooperation in your patients that require Class II correction, you're going to try some molar distalizing appliance that wouldn't require the same degree of compliance. How would you make an intelligent decision which appliance to use? You could use PubMed to find treatment outcome articles for each appliance you are considering. Or you could look for a systematic review article, like the one published in the December 2008 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics, in which the authors do much of the work for you. The article in the European Journal is called Treatment Effect of Intraoral Appliances with Conventional Anchorage Designs for Noncompliance Maxillary Molar Distalization, a literature review. Another advantage of this type of systematic review is that the authors put the data in the same form for all the included studies, so it's easier to compare apples to apples. In this case, the authors did a Medline search and initially found 85 papers worthy of further review. After applying their inclusion criteria, there were 22 studies that were ultimately included. The appliances that were represented in this group included the standard pendulum appliance and some modifications, the Jones jig, the distal jet, some other magnet and coil spring distalizers, and the first class appliance. The data from each study was reviewed and recalculated if needed to provide a standard report of molar distal movement, molar tipping, anchorage loss, vertical effects, and overall molar movement as a percentage of total movement. The results showed that the standard pendulum appliance consistently showed the most distal molar movement, about 4 to 6 millimeters, compared to the 2 to 3 millimeters measured for most other appliances. The catch is that the pendulum also showed the most distal molar tipping, 10 to 15 degrees. Although the molar movement varied quite a bit among the appliances, the amount of anterior anchorage loss was consistently 1 to 2 millimeters for all the appliances. This resulted in the pendulum appliance having about 70% of the total measured movement being the molars going back, while the others tended to be in the 50 to 60% range. Overall, the vertical effects on both the molars and the anchorage teeth were very small, probably not of clinical significance in most cases. So when I look at this combined data, I see that all these appliances tend to work to some degree, but the pendulum appliance seems to give more molar movement for the same amount of anchorage loss. Obviously, there are other factors to consider in choosing an appliance, such as cost, comfort, reliability, and ease of use. However, if you are making the decision based on outcome measurements alone, it would seem that the pendulum would be a good choice. If you have an interest in this subject, I think you would enjoy looking at the comparative tables in this review article. Each table displays the results of the 22 studies in a consistent manner, making for easy comparison. And although the article is somewhat lengthy, it's mostly because of these many summary tables. Remember, it's published in the December 2008 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.